Welcome back, guys. We are live once again. This is episode 10 of Grunt Talk. Do apologize if you hear some background noise, but driving to work on this beautiful Labor Day. So, guys, kind of wanted to talk to you today about something I actually had the privilege to talk about with this author named Annie Jacobs. Great author, has some very interesting books, especially when having to do with Inside Area 51. Having to do with a lot of interesting things that makes her such a successful author. And I recommend if you guys ever get a chance to meet or read any of her books, definitely look into them. If you want to see more of her background, go of course to Joe Rogan podcast. They actually interviewed with each other not too long ago. But the concept that I'm talking about, or the mindset that I'm talking about, that has to do with Grunt Talk, is changing our mindset to go to war. Now, episode 10 is all about peace of mind. A lot of people give me a strange look when I always have to tell them that war is peaceful. From all the things aside that we have to do in hectic lives every day to day, I can honestly say that the times that I spent out there in Afghanistan with my brothers were probably some of the most funniest times, the shittiest times, and the most memorable of times I've ever had. If you ever want to grow close to somebody, do any type of job that requires you to see that person every motherfucking day. And I mean every motherfucking day. I'm not talking about, oh, I have the day off, I didn't get to see you. I mean, this is the only type of field where if I'm having a shitty day, the six guys right next to me are going to have that same shitty fucking day. War was so easy for us. One, because we were so easily able to switch that mindset from, oh, okay, we're not training anymore, to we're going to do what the fuck we're supposed to do, which is kill bad guys. No quote from Brad Pitt, of course. But a lot of people don't realize us being grunts, doing our jobs is what makes us happy. Doing our jobs at the best of its capability is what made us amazing people, but also amazing soldiers. It was so peaceful times to us because we were so good at what the fuck we were supposed to do that we were at ease. The shittiest parts, of course, when you're going to war, it's not so much taking a life, but having one of those people that you spend so much time with every day, part of that, you know, training together, going out, hanging out, is losing one of those people. And I think that is always the shittiest part of war, and what makes war, as they say, hell. To be able to see the person that you grew with, whether it be years of training, years of knowing that person, and just see that life being taken away. There's many sides of war that made it peaceful, that granted in the area that we were, those very hostile, it was one of the most beautiful areas I've ever been to. The people, not all people there are fucking bad, were some of the most generous people and loving people I've ever met. Granted, though, our languages are so far apart from each other. War definitely gets you to appreciate those little things and appreciate the beauty of life itself. And every time I ever feel like I want to be a little fucking bougie and bitch about shit, I always think about all my times with my brothers in Afghanistan and how much peace we were at that time, and how much peace we actually brought to the really good people there, to be able to have them actually see joy in their eyes. That's a whole different feeling that it's so hard to explain, but once you see it and be embraced by other people, it's such a beautiful thing to endure. Don't get me wrong, guys. There's a lot of fucking shitty ass times when we were going in war. Certain missions fucking sucked. Afghanistan in general fucking sucked because how hard it fucking was. But it was still some of the most peaceful times and some of the happiest memories I've ever had. And the men I got to serve with, you know, my brothers who I did lose, will always have a spot there, but they'll always have a spot in our hearts for all the great memories we had over there. War, unless you get to experience it, and you guys listen from Grunt Talk, experiencing my stories, some of the stories I've been able to interview with other people as well. It's different mindset, and it's not for everybody. I was at peace going into war, and I'm still at peace afterwards. I think the hardest part that a lot of people don't realize is that you might die. You know, I was 19-year-old, I was ready, I guess. I didn't give a fuck. You know, my job was to bring back my men. And likewise for any leader who goes into any type of, not even war, just any type of outings in general. You know, make sure your people are taken care of. And that was my biggest thing. But we were so good at what we did. Everything else around us, which is so peaceful to us. And I know that's a common question that a lot of people ask. You know, what's war like? Unless you've actually gone to war and experienced it with your brothers, and, you know, unfortunately lost some people that are dear to your heart, and been through the suck, been through 120 degree weather while you're wearing a full fucking kit, walking up and down these great bros that are sometimes 7 feet fucking tall, and my ass has to fucking climb over them, carrying a pack that's 100 pounds plus sometimes, walking around that it's so hot, as soon as you get off and you want to be able to just relax, you can actually drench, you can twist it, your clothing, and it'll just give you a little puddle. That's how hot it was over there. Until you experience all that, you won't really understand the concept of war when I say it's peaceful. But it's peaceful. If you guys ever have any questions in regards to more stories, if you're ever just with other friends around you, think about that next time. If you ever had a family member who's a grunt and they've gone to war, I know sometimes people don't want to talk about it, but sometimes our best medicine as veterans or even active duty members is talking about some of the horrific things we've done and some of the horrific things we've seen, but also some of the beauty that we've able been to help people with and to be able to go along with. Always approach it, of course, you can't just ask anybody, oh, I was warlike. But always approach it to the point where you mean good for it. And everybody's opinion is going to be always so different. But for me, guys, my experience, what I could always sum up how war is, it's peaceful. My time in Afghanistan, though I was doing some would consider evil things to other people. Likewise, if they killed one of my brothers, I consider that evil as well. It was a peaceful thing for us because we knew what we were going to do. If you guys ever had the chance, like I said, to talk to other vets, active duty members who have stories like that, you know, I hope their stories and their enlightenment of how they say it, you see, you know, the passion when they talk about their brothers, you know, comes to full life for you guys. But just a quick little episode, guys, just because I know it's something I got asked the other day, and Annie actually wrote to me the other day about that mindset. I think something so important, especially with Grunt Talk, to be able to give you guys and show you guys what I mean by that. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's quick little episode. So this has been episode 10. Peace of war.